Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Brilliant research team done at the Evan Roberts compound tell us today that tomorrow will be the first time the Yankees and Mets play playoff games on the same day since October 7th, 2006. So I'm here to give you the top five things to remember about October 7th, 2006.
October, the day in general?
Yeah. The weekend in general was a Saturday. Here we go. Okay.
Number five.
That day, by the way, is proudly featured in My Mets Bible, still on sale now.
Okay, that's and by the way, Met fans, no better time than now to get ahead of that holiday shopping.
I'm a loser.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Number five. So October 7th, 2006 was a Saturday. The next day was a Sunday. Do you know what happened to our football locals?
That's a great question. I don't have any memory of what happened to our football locals.
I'm here to supply that for you.
Thank you.
The Giants, by the way, en route to a playoff spot, beat Washington 19-3. That day, Tiki Barber rushed for 123 yards. Plaxico scored the Giants' only touchdown.
Tiki's been very quiet lately, by the way.
He has awkwardly quiet. The Jets entered that game, do the math, 2-2, just like they are
this
year.
We had a good year that year. Made the playoffs. That was Eric Mangini's first year. Then they got killed by the Patriots.
But what did they do on that weekend where the Mets and Yankees played?
I don't really. Tell me the opponent. That could help out.
The Jaguars.
Oh, I know. They got killed.
41-0.
Yeah.
The Jets lost to the Jaguars that day. So if you're looking for, obviously, and the Jaguars synonymous with London, Jets play there this weekend.
No, there's no parallel to that.
I'm just kidding.
No, the only parallel is falling to 2-3.
Well, they were 2-2.
We would not be happy about. Now, they did end up winning 10 games and making the playoffs, which we would be happy about. But as you recall, they got annihilated in the playoffs by the Patriots. Getting knocked out in the first round, we would not be happy with.
But that was that weekend in football compared to when the Mets and Yankees last played a playoff game on the same day. Here we go.
Number four.
The top movie in the box office that weekend.
2006. Jurassic Park 3.
The Departed. Think about how long ago The Departed was
out. A long time ago, man.
Also, Little Miss Sunshine was in theaters the same time. How about that?
Wow.
Big weekend. Here we go.
Number three.
The number one song in the U.S. in the Billboard charts.
Mbop.
No, it's interesting because I made a dad joke about this.
Was that far off? Mbop?
Mbop was in the 90s. About a decade or two long.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Oh, really? Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Interesting.
How about that?
Mbop was 1997, so you're correct. That was about 9 years off.
Yeah, who could forget Hanson's hit there?
Yep. All right. Number two.
I don't know why that's what came out of my mouth.
Now, Evan alluded to these last couple. I'm going to give you exactly what happened with the baseball locals. The Yankees, number two, they were eliminated by the Tigers in the ALDS.
Jeremy Bonderman.
Yeah. What also the series, remember, for tragically, Corey Lytle was killed in a plane crash a couple days later.
Yeah, that was very surreal. It was right around this radio station where Mike and Chris were very critical of, I think, comments that were made by Corey Lytle, where Corey Lytle appeared to be taking shots at Joe Torre, and Corey Lytle called in to defend himself against Mike and Chris. It turned into a very ugly fight. And then tragically, unrelated, obviously, he crashed his plane in New York City. And personally, it was surreal. I lived in Long Island City at the time. And we all ran out of our apartments because we had heard a plane hit a building in New York City. It's October of 2006. We are 5 years removed from 9/11. It was surreal. And so I'm outside with a bunch of my neighbors. And we're like, what happened? I forget what we saw. I don't think we actually saw anything, but we had heard about it. And so you hear, okay, it was legitimately an accident. It was not a terrorist attack. And then the swerve of all swerves is that Corey Lytle was in the plane. A guy who we had just watched play for the Yankees. It was very, very bizarre.
Bone-chilling and scary. And also, was that the same series Gary Sheffield played first base?
I think so. It was the same series where A-Rod batted eighth. I can tell you that
right now. Which is crazy, figuring the Yankees' first base problems now. All right, here we go.
Number one.
Number one. The Mets won 9-5, sweeping the Dodgers in the NLDS. But, as Evan alluded to in My Mets Bible, the crazy factoid, who was the starting pitcher for the Dodgers? Greg Maddux.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
A washed-up Greg Maddux.
Unreal.
Really? You went back to My Mets Bible to know that I mentioned
that? Come on, Ev. You got to do your homework, kid.
That day, and this was, I admit, a part of a time in my life in which I didn't like the New York Yankees, was referred to as Elimination Day. Because not only did the Mets and the Yankees play on the same day, the Mets eliminated the Dodgers and the Tigers eliminated the Yankees.
Now,
so for the Met fan Yankee hater, it was a very, very special day in Met history. Little did we know that after that, it would all go downhill.
Yeah.
Because the Mets would lose in the ALCS to a team they needed to beat. And 3 years later, the Yankees won the World Series and the Mets couldn't find the playoffs for 9 years.
So we're hoping for a better result from all of our teams upon the same day. And as always, now I close Cinco de Fivo with your dad joke of the day.
Yeah.
What are all letters typed in from the zoo?
I don't know.
Elephant.
All right. Thank
you. Sorry you're here.
Thank you, Sean. We really appreciate that.